The bill signed Thursday contains several provisions, including renaming the Korean Conflict Veteran Specialty License Plate to Korean War. Florida Department of Veterans Affairs spokesman Steve Murray says it also makes that change in Florida statute, along with replacing references to the Vietnam era.
We received a lot of recommendations from both Korean and Vietnam War veterans to help change some of the statutory languages that talked about the Korean conflict and the Vietnam conflict. And frankly, when you looked at the nature of war, it was important to change it to Korean War and Vietnam War. After all, we did have 35,000 killed in Korea and 58,000 U.S. service members killed in Vietnam. So very important to make sure we paid proper respect and honor to our Korean War and Vietnam War veterans.
The measure also redesigns 11 existing military-related special use license plates and creates a new one called the Combat Medical Badge Plate, all expected to cost about $52,000. This is the second of 105 bills delivered to Governor Rick Scott's desk last week that he signed into law this week. Monday, Scott signed a bill granting in-state tuition to undocumented immigrants. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.